Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Pesachim Daf Samach Pesachim 60. And we start in the bottom of Nun Tes, Amud Beis of 59b with the Mishnah. And our Mishnah says, HaPesach Sheshechato Shelo Lishmo. Let's say you have a Paschal lamb, an offering, and you slaughter this Paschal lamb for the purpose of a different offering, like for the purpose of a Shlamim, which would not be valid. The Pesach needs to be slaughtered for the right reason. V'kibo b'hoch v'zarach shalo l'shmo. And then you went and you also received the blood, and you carried the blood, and you sprinkled the blood for the wrong purpose. Meaning to say, if you received the blood for the Pesach, or you brought it to the altar, or you sprinkled it on the altar, not for the purpose of the Pesach, but for the purpose of the Shlamim, o l'shmo v'shelo l'shmo. Or if you did it when you did this service, you thought in your mind that when you slaughtered it, you said, I'm going to do it for the Paschal lamb, and afterwards you said, oh, I'm going to do it for the Shlamim, o l'shelo l'shmo v'shelo. Or at the start, you didn't do it for the right reason, but then afterwards you did it for the Paschal lamb. In all these cases, we're going to say it's puzzle. It's disqualified. So, Kate said, what is this circumstance that we're talking about? How can it be l'shmo v'shelo l'shmo? How could it be that you're doing it for the right purpose and then you're doing it for the wrong purpose? So our Mishnah explains that at the time where you slaughtered it, you thought l'shem Pesach, you thought you're going to slaughter for the Pesach, and afterwards you thought l'shem Shlamim, and then afterwards you thought it for the l'shem Shlamim. So that's an example of that. You start off with the right reason, and then in the end you went for a different reason. Or shelo l'shmo l'shmo. What's an example of shelo l'shmo l'shmo? That's where you l'shem Shlamim, and then l'shem Pesach. You start off for the purpose of the Shlamim, and then you move to the purpose of the Paschal. So, and the Gemara connects this to the machlokes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yosi with respect to a person who says two things that are contradicting each other. That's what our Gemara in Daf Samach Amud Aleph says. For example, the Gemara says, let's say you have three animals in front of you, and one of them was dedicated for the purposes of an ola, and one of them was dedicated for the purpose of a shlamim, and one of them was not dedicated at all, it was just regular chulin, and you say, al behemas chulin, you say about the animal that was chulin, harezu tmuras ola, tmura shlamim, you say this is an exchange, a tmura, an animal that I'm exchanging, which you're not allowed to do. But let's say you said this is animal in exchange for the oil, exchange for the shlamim. So the Gemara says this is a machokas between Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Meir. According to Rabbi Yosi, that a person, we follow not only the person's initial words, but even his final words. And so therefore, not only do we uphold his initial words, but also his final words, just like the initial words. So therefore, under these circumstances, the animal would be a tamura of both the ova and the shlamim. And so therefore, this animal will need to graze until it gets a blemish. And then you're going to sell the animal and you're going to take half of its money for an ova and the other half for a shlamim. But according to Rabbi Meir, we only are tefos lashon rishon. We only follow the initial statement, but not the final statement. And so therefore, we actually can ignore the final words, because once it's a tamura for an ola, we don't say it can be a tamura for a shlamim. And so therefore, in our Gemara, we connect this also to the machokas in our Gemara with respect to the Paschal lamb. So for example, if a person comes and he brings a Paschal lamb, and he brings it l'shma v'shalo l'shma, like we said in our Mishnah, if it's the Gemara explains, if it's with one avoda, then according to Rabbi Yosi, even by his final words, we're going to say it's tofes, and so therefore, he under those circumstances, since he brought a l'shma and shelo l'shma, we're going to say it's also disqualified, because we give credence also to his final words. Whereas according to Rabbi Meir, he says tofes l'shon rishon, we only follow his first words, and so therefore, if the first expression he says is l'shma by one avoda, by one service, then the carbon is going to be kosher, even though afterwards he says that I'm doing it not for the right purpose. So this Gemara is discussed by Rav Zilberstein in the Cheshukei Chemed, and he discusses a person who is working in a matzah bakery, and he says at the time of the kneading of the dough, he says, everything I'm doing today, I'm doing it for the purpose of Shei Matzos Mitzvah, and everything is doing for this purpose of the Matzos Mitzvah, and to pay off this money that I owe this person. We know the matzah needs to be done for the right reason, and the right reason is to make Matzos Mitzvah, not to pay off a debt. So therefore, they asked him, what was your intent when you made this thing, when you were kneading the dough, what was your intent? And he said, I'm doing it for the purpose of paying off my debt. If I wasn't doing it for that, I wouldn't have worked. And we know that this person is telling the truth. And so therefore, he said, if I wouldn't have been able to pay my debt from this, I wouldn't have needed it. So the Chishuk Chemet says, do we say, if we say like Rabbi Yossi, that we also follow Tfos Lashon Acharon, therefore we're going to say that we also not only follow his initial words, but also follows his final words. And so therefore, if that's the case, he's messed up his action. It's no longer just L'shem Atzos Mitzvah. It's also L'shem to pay off his debt. So that's what the Chashuch HaChemet discusses. And he says, no, the two cases are not the same. He says, because when do we say second words disqualify the first words when there's a contradiction, and so therefore it's impossible for a korban to be both a korban pesach and also a korban shlamim. It's impossible for it to be both, and so therefore the final words mess up the first words. But in the case of the baking of this matzah, he's really doing the matzah for the purpose of the matzah's mitzvah. But rather, what is he saying? He's saying the reason why I'm doing it. He's not saying that he's doing it for the purpose of paying his loan. He's saying that this is the reason why I'm doing it, and so therefore he doesn't disqualify the concept that is l'shem matzos mitzvah. So that is the what the Chashuke Chemet explains.